a very practical shaila, is when do we say Tefillah Saderach? When do we say Tefillah Saderach? There are a lot of different times when we're traveling. When I go on a tiyul, do I say Tefillah Saderach? What are the parameters of the tefillah? What's the nature of the tefillah? Let's say I'm still in my yishuv. When do I say it? Obviously, it's going to be coming, but what the nature of Tefillah Saderach is will have a lot of ramifications of when I'm saying it, how often I'm saying it. That's what we're going to deal with today, and at the end we'll get into a little hashkafa of what there's a lot of hashkafa within what the nature of the tefillah is. So the major source starts from the Gemara Brachas Chav Tes Amar Beis, that Eliyahu the Rav Yehuda, Amar Le Eliyahu the Rav Yehuda Achva the Rav Sal Chasida. Gemara says Lo Tirtach, you should not become hot-headed and angry, and therefore you won't sin. Lo Taroy, you shouldn't become intoxicated, for Lo Techti, you won't sin. Ukeshata Yotzei La Derech, when you go on the way to the Derech, Ki Malich BeKonecha Vetzei, you should take counsel from your Creator and then go. So at the end of this year, we'll talk about the connection between these three statements. But this is what we would call Tefillah Saderach. What the Gemara now says, "Ma'i himalech bekonecha v'tzei." What is this concept of himalech bekonecha v'tzei? To take counsel with your Creator and go. Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, Zu Tefillah Saderach. This is Tefillah Saderach. Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, Kol Yotzei LaDerech, Tzorich Lipalel Tefillah Saderach. Anyone who's going out, you have to do it. My Tefillah Saderach, what we are used to. Yiratzom Lefanecha Hashem Elokai, Shetolichini L'Shalom, V'Satzidini L'Shalom, V'Tismechini L'Shalom, V'Tatzileni Mikav Kol Ayev Orev Baderech, V'Tishlach Bracha V'Maasei Yadai, V'Tigneni L'Chinam Chesed Rachmei Menecho V'Neicho Ro'ai Baruch Atah Hashem Shomei Tefillah. Please, when I'm going, some people add, the question you're allowed to add to save me for car accidents, but let me go in peace, let me travel V'Shalom, save me from any enemies, and give me bracha in my maasei yadayim, chen chesed rachamim, etc. Hashem should listen to my tefillah. The question is, what's the nature of this tefillah? You've said it before. You've said this tefillah before. The question is, what is it about? So if you look at it already, the Shulchan Aruch says a language that says, that seems to be a machlokas, the Magen Avraham and Taz, and how to understand it. Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Yud Siv Zayin says, Omer Ota Achar Sheyechzik Baderech. The first part of the Shulchan Aruch, he says, when do you say it? Do I say it while I just get into my car? No. It says, Achar Sheyechzik, after I am on the way. Tefillah Baderech. So, what does that mean? So, the Magen Avraham says, in the next in the source right after that, nearly, simple pshat is, the lo yomru betoch ibura shel ir. Don't say it within the 70 amos and a little bit within the city, because that's already still part of the city. You have to say it after you're on the derech, not when you're still within the city. That's the Magen Avraham. However, mamish, you have to leave the city. If you look at the Taz and the source right before you, he says that what? Because you'll see in a second, the next part of the halacha, which we're going to see, it's a machlokas Rashi and the Bahag. But the part that he says is look at the second line first of the Taz here in Siv Zayin. The second line he says, "Vraiti leketzat makpidim shelo yomar ota anchu davka chutz la'ir ala sadeh." Meaning, he's basically quoting the Magen Avraham. Some people only say it after you've left the city limits. Ve'ein lezeh shorish v'ikar mikol ha'prushim. Va'arei Maharam haya mitpaleh otah ba'boker b'yom sheratza lelecha baderech. He quotes the Maharam in Rittenberg. There's a whole question of whether you're supposed to say it bracha smucha l'chavert. But he's quoting it that they would say it early on in the morning, even before he left. Okay? U'mikol makom niratam l'ma shemitpalin otah chutz la'ir u'mishum she'az yomar ata'im acherim. What's the reason why you would do it baderech? Is because of zchut derabim adif. The idea is you would have zchus derabim. And the reason, what does it mean machzik baderech? Where does he understand it? So the line right before I started, he says the second line of the Taz, what does it mean? Sheyachzik baderech, sheimuchzak bevaday leilech. It means that what? You have to make sure you're going. You have to make sure you're going. Why then outside? Because he says schus rabim. Because it's schus rabim. So we seem to have already machok is the Magen Avraham in the Taz, which is that what? According to the Taz, I can even say it before I'm leaving, or maybe even should say it before I'm leaving, versus the Magen Avraham, which is what? Afterwards. We'll see, this might be a fundamental machlokas in what the nature of the tefillah is. I can already ask you in a second what you think the nature is. Before you tell me that, you'll just look at what the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quotes most achronim is like the Magen Avraham. Like the Magen Avraham. And that's the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkat and Chavtet. Ratzalom shalom yomrana kishadayin hu betoch ha'ir shadarba. Af shemechin atzmo latzit laderech. Vubura shalir 70 amot and a little bit inside. You can look at your fancy ideas of how long is 70 amot. Okay? It's considered like within the city. He then quotes the Taz. But he says, most achronin del yirab with the prima gadim argue. And say, l'chavchila, make sure not to do it while you're in the city limits, but b'dievid, you're okay. Okay? Says, just so you should know, Rav Soloveitchik, it's quoted in Pnimiyei Rav in page 60, he would say right away when he got into the car. Right? Even before leaving. What do you want to say, Mr. Kaysen?
How does it make sense to wait until you're outside the city? Let's say you're out of lane, the bus shop is going to crash and not take off, so then you're stopped there.
The question is, what is the nature of Tefillah Sederach, right? You're very much, you're basically saying that I understand the nature of it in Himalayat, that you're at the beginning. You're saying, no, it's only when I'm on the way does it make sense. Okay, I want to define it. We're going to define that beautifully, I think.
I see why you would want to wait. Let's say you're on the plane, you say to go out of there, then the plane's out of fuel and you can't leave, and then you
so that's
can't
a little go. Bit like that's a little bit like what the Taz just said. You have to be machzik badera. Many men end up going, right? So just one other piece which is connected, mamish these machloket might be connected, which is how long is there a concept with the Gemara. If you go back into the Gemara, says in the next source right after Rav Soloveitchik, the Gemara continues on Daf Lamed and has a language as follows. The Gemara says ad kama, how long, and Amar of Yaakov or Rav Chizda ad parsa, until a parsa. We will see how much a parsa, a 3.8 kilometers, right? It says, ad parsa. Now, here we have a machlokas between Rashi and the Bahag. What is the question when the Gemara says, ad parsa? What does that mean? If you turn the page, how does Rashi understand ad parsa? Rashi says, avalo la'achar shalach parsa. So how does Rashi understand the question of ad parsa, Mr. Jakey? He says, ad parsa means what? You have until the parsa. That is your maximum. Okay? You have until that time. But once you've gone a parsa, you can't say it anymore. So he says it's a maximum time. Versus Rashi quotes the Bahag, Ubal al Chok Gedolot, says no. Ad kama yivakesh leilech sheitzarech leitpalel ad parsa. Which what? He doesn't say it's a maximum, he says it's a minimum. That afilu ein lo lelech el ad parsa, he learns ad parsa is what? You only go what? You need a minimum. The minimum is the 3.8 kilometers. That is what enables you to make the brach. Aval derech pachot mi parsa. Okay? But less than that, ein sarich litpalel tfilazu. So we have a machlokas, Rashi and Bahag. Okay? This is what's brought down. If you go back for a second, it's also brought down in the Shulchan Aruch also. Look what he says. Go back to the second source for a second. He says, Omer Ota Achar Sheikhzik Baderech. The Ein Omra says the Shulchan Aruch, Eli Imkein Yeshlo Leilech Parsa. He's quoting that what? You should only say it if you go a parsa. Aval pachot mi parsa lo yachtom bebaruch. And then he says, ulechavchila, that first opinion was the Bahag. Then he says what? Ulechavchila yomar otah beparsa rishona. You see how he says within Rashi. When the Shulchan Aruch is bringing Rashi, he's saying that what? L'charchila, you should do it at the Parsa Rishona. And already, that's already saving us from a question. Which is now we have, again, two different opinions here. We have two machlokot here of Rashi and the Ba'av. L'charchila, you say it within the first Parsa. As the Shulchan Aruch says, and he's quoting the Rama also. But he passed like the Bahag that you could say it even after the first parasa. Okay? Now, if you turn the page again, the big question, which one makes sense to you? Does Rashi make sense? Or does the Bahag make sense? You like the Bahag. The Bahag is saying it's a minimum. What's the problem with Rashi? Rashi, just again to go over it, Rashi says, once I've gone 3.8 kilometers, it's off the table. You can't say it anymore.
Makes sense.
Why does it make sense?
If you want to say a prayer for God saving you on the way, but you're already practically done with...
Why are you practically done? You're only 3.8 kilometers in.
Let's
say it's a five-hour journey. It's a five-hour journey.
Look, it doesn't even seem to be like on the same grounds, because Rashi seems to be saying, if you went this long, like meaning this much time or distance has surpassed, then you've lost your opportunity to save.
Correct.
But the halicha is still chayav in bracha.
So he's saying that you have lost that opportunity.
Right, but there's still a
feeling. So the question is, how do you understand it? When the Shulchan Aruch brings down Rashi, he talks in terms of the Chalchil. When the other Rishonim understand Rashi, look at the Rabbeinu Yonah. The other Rishonim, look what he says. V'nira lemori harav, natra rachmana v'nira, haperush hanachon. He's quoting the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah, quoting the Rabbi Rabbeinu Yonah. Tevanei haperush nachon kachu. They say, you know what's right? The ar kama means ar kama havi achizat aderech, meaning like the Bahag. Aval ino kemoshe omrim shem lo yitpalel betoch parsa lo yitpalel acharkach. That he says it can't be like Rashi that says that if I didn't daven within the first parsa, it's asur to say the bracha. Why? The kozman sheish lo adayin lalechet mechuyav hu binyan atfilat tzricha. How could it be? Elo, rather, it must be. If he didn't say it, and then afterwards, then as long as you have a certain amount, then what? Then you still go. And he said it's similar to tefillin. That what? You mevorich alem mishat hanachatan v'atshat kshiratan. Meaning, the time that the best thing to do is what? You put it on, and you tie the tefillin, that's when you should make the bracha. But you have that whole time when it's on you, you're still able to what? To make the bracha. If I forgot to do it at the beginning, and I finished the kshira, right? I finished tying it. The ideal is, you start tying it, you make the bracha, right? But now let's say I finished tying it, that's it? I can't make a bracha anymore. Of course not. What do you mean? I haven't taken off my tefillin. And any time the tefillin is on, I'm mekayim my mitzvah. Even though I didn't make the bracha at the beginning, I'm still mekayim the mitzvah, and I can make the bracha. We don't say, oh, since I didn't make the bracha at the beginning, ein ze'av overlasi also. No, there's still a concept of overlasi also by the kiyum mitzvah. Okay? Another example, another Rishon, says it even stronger, in a different way, which is an important formulation. He says, I don't stand. If I didn't make a birchas haneni at the beginning, mishi yochal shum, I think the language is a person who, where'd it go? Let's see if I have it here. For some reason I don't have it in my notes, but I think one of the Rishonim say a language of, if I eat something and I didn't make a bracha, what, I'm going to continue eating without making a bracha? Doesn't make sense. So to be able to understand this machlokas, I think it's very important to understand the hagdara of what's going on here. Okay? But within that, we can look at both the Pnei Yoshua, but then really to focus in on the Me'iri. Okay? The Pnei Yoshua says what? After asking the questions on Rashi, the Pnei Yoshua has a different pshat. He says a very technical but important idea. Bnei Yeshua says in the middle there of Brachos Lamed Aleph, and it's highlighted for you. Va'ad Rabba, Dvarim Nechonim Uberim. He's talking about Rashi. He's saying that it's still good. Why? The Tamar Rabba Ikalomar, the La'acha Shalach Parasa, Huchzak Baderach Mikru. He says Dafka the opposite. Now this is called, like we saw in the Taz, Muchzak Baderach. Okay? But then what? Then the Gemara says in Erevin, the Abam in Aderach Al Yit Palel. Why? Because you get motion sickness, you're not going to have proper kavana. What Rashi is saying is a din, not in the nature of the bracha, but rather what? It's a din in kavana and brachas. And therefore he says what? You can't have kavana. The koshin daitum yeshavas alav al yipalel mishum shenemar batzar al yoret. You can't, right? In that way, if you're a tzaris, you can't teach, and therefore also you can't daven. This is the reason of Rashi. As opposed, what would the other opinions, like the Bahag says? He says no. He says tefillah saderach. You could have enough tefillah. He says that's the essence of the tefillah. Kevet sheikar tefillato b'shvil takanazu b'yom tzarati ekraka v'tani. Okay, so the machlokas of within the takana there, this might be a special tefillah that even though you won't have as much kavanah, it's dafka, because of that, you will be able to have kavanah. But the Meiri explains Rashi differently. And here comes the major machlokas to understand, if I had to say it in basically two different ways, which will explain all the nafka meanings. The Meiri sees this Gemara, and he says, it's very simple, just read the Gemara. That what Rashi is explaining is the nature of the Gemara. What's the nature of this bracha? The Gemara says what? If you're going baderech, hi malech bekonecha v'tzeh. What does that mean? It means take counsel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and go. That's what the Meir here says. V'yesh mefarshim. Shim lo birech b'yitziyaso. Mivarcha parsa. But once you've gone 3.8 kilometers... Misham ba'ilach ein zen mimlach bekono ve'ina omra. Okay? He says, from then on, it's not considered taking counsel. Rav Rimon, in his Sefer, explains, it's almost like when you're going on a mission. If you already went to Chadira, you already intruded and went into a village, an Arab village, you were going on some sort of siege. You can't say after 20 minutes in, after 10 minutes in, oh, let me go get a briefing from my general. Of course not. Before you say, you're taking counsel from the general, is this what's the game plan? What's the game plan? So on a certain level, if you had to say this, first of all, it's different for sure. Rabbeinu Yonah's question on Rashi was, what was he comparing it to? He was comparing it to a Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? He's comparing it to a Birchas Tefillah. But on a certain level, it sounds like as much it's not a birchas hamitzvah. Do I have a mitzvah to travel? The comparison's difficult. But what would you call, according to Rashi, the nature of this bracha then? To be able to go then? You're asking permission to go. What am I going for? Type of birchas hanenin. It's a type of birchas hanenin, which makes sense. It's a subcategory of a birchas hanenin. I'm traveling. I'm going to get the hanah. But what do you need? Just like every birchas hanenin, you make a bracha, you need a matir. L'Hashem aretz u'mlo'a. You have to ask permission to be able to go, to get that hanah of traveling. And therefore you understand, Shitas Rashi then, that says what? Do it what? In the first 3.8 kilometers. And the other Rishon that I said about the eating, he asked a good question then. So what, if I eat it at the beginning, I continue making over these. Certainly, the answer is this might be different than the normal. It's a sug of birchas hanenin, but this is dafka at the beginning, getting that permission. It needs to be developed more, but that would be. That's the concept. That's where the Mordechai in the next source, when he says ar kamazman alit palel at parsa, he says ava mechi over parsa havi meuvat lo yuchal litkom. That's it. You can't fix it anymore. You're done. It's not like you're just stop eating and continue eating. It's the bracha was mitukan as a matir to be able to go on, get that hana. And if you don't do it, it's done. So as we said, the halacha, these two machloket, of, is it then the same idea of how much is it when you see it in Siv Zayin? If you turn the page, like we had said, this is the concept. Omer Ota, just to read it one more time, like we had said, Omer Ota Achar Sheikhzik Baderech Ve'imu Le'omra Elin Kain Yesh Lo Lelech Parsa Avapachot Mi Parsa Lo Yachtom Be Baruch. That was the Shulchan Aruch. And then, according to Bahag, that says what? That's a minimum. It's a minimum shear. Because the Bahag doesn't look at it like Rashi, that says that it's what? It's a matir. Then we got to figure out what it is. Already the Pnei Yeshua helped us understand. So we saw two different ways to understand Rashi. According to the Pnei Yeshua, Rashi understood it as a technical din in tefillah of the kavan. But already it could be that no, it's fundamental. It's a type of Birchas Hanah. You need a matir to be able to go. And that's what the Meiri said. Versus now the Bahag. So what is the Bahag going to say? What type of bracha is it? So if you want to look for a second, let's try to answer that piece. We'll skip for a second for the actual distance, whether it's by time or the actual, what is parsa, the 3.8 kilometers. We'll see, it's a machlokas. But if you go, question about tuno drachim. Tfilat ha-derech, about accidents. We all know we're in Israel, Baruch Hashem. And we know that, what is the cause of the most death in the state of Israel? It's not terrorism, it's car accidents. The Rav Sternbach quoted as follows. He said in the name of Chazon Ish, listen to this, Ra'ui, and this will help us understand the second type of the bracha, not being a birchas haneni. Rather, he says, Ra'ui lizeher ma'od, this is an Or HaChaim Siman Kuf Tzadik Tet, Ra'ui lizeher ma'od b'tfilat ha'derech u'befrat bizmaneinu, shematsui mechoniot im nahagim she'inam zirim klal, reckless drivers, v'afil mehu ba'atvei v'nefam, very meticulous, alay ma'ashini lo zahir, unfortunately you can get into a car accident, ad pritzal chas v'shalom, even killed. V'lachin shamati, in the name of the Chazon Ish, sheroi haya hayom levarich tfilas haderech afilu noseya ba'ir, sha'asakana krova, even if you're mamish in the city. Eli says, you can't change minagav haseinu. Shalo yitpalu, but it's got to be yotzi minayir. Rav Uvadja, when he's talking about, in his tshuva, zichron tzadik lebracha, when he was talking about the whole concept here of sakana of tuna drachim, he says it's roi, it's dangerous. But what does he say? El shevadai chachamim lo tikin wal bahochim mitbarot. They said the chachamim only said by walking in the deserts, i.e. the tiulim, it's dangerous. You have to say tefilas haderech. Sha sakana mitzad hamakom shemetzuyim sham chayot root listim chayot zibam. He said chachamim said it's there. What? There's an objective danger. And he says the definition of Rav Avadja's Zatzal was the makom is gorim. It's got to be mitzad hamid barot. It's got to be the actual existential and objective danger. Okay? If you look at Rav Rimon had a different shot. Rav Rimon said that the reason why your mamish in the car and it's mamish dangerous, people are driving, and even in literature, the most dangerous time of driving is specifically when they get into the yeshuv, or even if you're driving in Chicago, and you're about to get to your driveway, you turn into your block, the literature points out that what happens? Your awareness goes down, right at that point. That is the most dangerous of times. So literally, in the same thing, when you're just first starting, it's dangerous. But says Rav Rimon, Ach lo stam derech, kim derech misu, the tefilat ha-derech, by definition, it's not just a tefilat ha-derech, but it's got to be a derech misukenet. It's got to be a dangerous derech. Hanachat yisod shelanu hi shayitziyah le-derech perusha yitziyah michutz la'ir. And nisiyah, if I'm traveling within my city, that's not called tefilat ha-derech. The hagdar is tefilat ha-derech. And when you're traveling in Hendon still, that's not called tefilat ha-derech. I don't know Amsterdam streets. Okay? So that's not tefilas haderech. But already we see that now comes Rav Rimon and Rav Avadja starts telling us the other nature of the tefillah, which is what the other side of it is. What type of tefillah is it? It's not just the tefillah sanenin, like we saw maybe with the Chita's Rashi. But what is it? It's got to be a tefillah of what? What does it sound like? Even when you hear the bracha, when you hear the tefillah sounds like this, which is what? What's the tefillah? If you listen to it again, I can never get to the first part, first page. It said, you listen to the language. What does it sound like? Yirat zom lefanecha. Shem Elokai shetolichini l'shalom. Tatzidini l'shalom. Tizbechini l'shalom. Tatzileni b'kaf oyev orev b'derech. What type of tefillah does it sound like? Save me from danger. And therefore, what is that? Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that even according to the Ramban, this would be a tefillah be'et tzara. This is a tefillah of asking rachamim, as the Torah brings down from the Re also. It's a tefillah of be'et tzara. Okay? And therefore, the question is it objective danger or is it subjective danger? That's where the question of when do you say tefillah taderech? Rav Soloveitchik, it's quoted here in the Nefesh HaRav, explained, Omer Rabbeinu, Shebeshanim HaRishonot, when he went back and forth from Boston to New York, he would always say tefillah taderech. But after many years, he got used to the traveling on the plane until he did not have any fear anymore. And therefore, since he doesn't have any fear anymore, Rav Soloveitchik held, there's no tefillah taderech. Because the essence of the tefillah taderech, according to Rav Soloveitchik, is what? It's known as a tefillah be'et tzara, as the Ramban had said. And we know that that was specifically of what? The drachim. Because we knew that the drachim were full of bandits. The drachim was b'cheskat sakana. But nowadays, if you're just traveling, and you don't feel that fear, because you're used to it, said Rav Soloveitchik, it's a din of subjective danger, you don't feel it, there's no tefillah be'et tzara, and therefore you would not make the bracha. That's the other side of it. And that's where, again, if you've traveled 3.8 kilometers, says the Bahag, who cares? You still, if you're fear of it, you still gotta make the bracha. Okay? Rav Moshe, in Chelek Bet, Siman Nun Tet, he says what? Look at, he has an idea about when you make Birchas HaGomel. Okay? Because he says you make Birchas HaGomel because Kol HaDrachim in B'cheskat Sakana. Now he says, after saying that, he had said, because of Chayot Ra'ot, because again, of the, what we had said, of Hoche Mitbarot, Hoche the Yam. Okay? Now, the question comes, is there a difference between saying Birchat HaGomel and Tefillat HaDerech? And here comes Rav Moshe Feinstein and says, you have to say HaGomel. You have to say HaGomel, even on an airplane, because the idea is Hashem, it's a chesed of Hashem that you're able to go either on the airplane through the Chaim Velistim. It's a chesed of Hashem. The chesed of Hashem that He gave to the bandits or to the animals not to come and damage you. And therefore, that's why you have to give a Birchas HaGomel, Kol HaDrachim Cheskat Sakanahim, even if it's not like the Midbaro, it's a chesed of Hashem. Okay? That's how Rav Moshe understood Tfilas, Birchas HaGomel. He says, V'lo Dami, I turn the page, he says, V'lo Dami, L'mash Tzarich Leitpalel Mitchilah. This is not different. Normally we say Safech Brochos LaHakel, but here he says Mishum Divishvil Safek Af Katan. Even any small Safek, Vada Yeshlit Palel Shalo Yera Lo Shum Mazik Af Bibracha. Any type of Safek, you make a bracha, and therefore they made the Takana of Tfilat Aderech. Umiduyak Lashon Himalech Bekonech of Itzeh Shum Mechadesh. I'll skip the line. Shumichadeish she'af shurak suffik. The whole chiddush is even if it's a suffik, the efshar, that there's not going to be any mazikim. And therefore, what am I davening for to protect me more than if I'm in the house? And therefore, you should have said suffik brachos la'akil. He says no. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. El shetzvila tzarich mitpalel al afal ha'suffik b'bracha. And that's the language he says of Himalech. Shulashon Shelat Itza Ichlasot Shushayech Adavar Shulo Safik. The whole concept of Himalech, I'm taking counsel because I have Safik. And I don't know how to do it. You're Nimlach Mechaviro, what to do. And therefore, when you go on a Derech, which is a Safik, and it's possible this is Sakana. Therefore, he says, whether I'm doing all these type of things, Lo Yelech without taking counsel from HaKadosh Baruch. Okay? Therefore, look, therefore, even if it's a Safik Katan, make sure you Palel B'Kono. And therefore, he should say, even if it's a Chashash Rochel. So we see that what? We see, fundamentally, of Soloveitchik had felt that it was a subjective, once you're not afraid at all, you don't make the bracha. Okay? For Moshe, just like by Pirchas HaGomel, where he says that there's any type of chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you make sure to say the bracha. So to over here, any chesash rachok, you should be saying Tfilas HaDerech, and it's not considered Safek Brachas HaHakim. Rav Shlomo Zalman, we're talking about his traveling, when he was traveling from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak, he didn't say Tfilas HaDerech. But he did, he included it in Birchas Shomea Tfila before the Nesiyah. But once he traveled amongst the Arab villages or Yishuvim, there was a Chesar Sakana, he would say another story that they said in front of Rav Shach, the Safik within Tfila Saderach, Shemina Golam Tim Kodam Tseitol Aderach, Mibnei Brak Yerushalayim, Milvarech Asher Yatzar, Ad Shata Nesiyah. He would basically say what? Right before going, he would say Asher Yatzar and put it Sprocha Smuch L'Chavrta. He makes sure to say Asher Yatzar because we said it's Yiratzar, but there's no Baruch at the beginning. Aval Adayin Ein Dato Nochu Bazeh. Fish both of Zayin Birchata Asher Yatzar Smuchal Zman Chiyuva. Teishiv Rabbeinu Ani Eini Bevarach Tfilas Aderech Klal B'Nesiyah. And therefore he says Yishli Amal Ismoch. The Grizz didn't say it either, but he included Shemea Tfilas. So we see the concept of whether it's a subjective danger or just objective. Therefore, most people do say Tfilat HaDerech, especially if you are on a plane, you should say Tfilat HaDerech. If you're on a Tiyul, you should be saying Tfilat HaDerech. And I guess the last piece, there's a lot more within the Halachot to do. We had said that Marvin Rundberg was Machmir to do it with the Bracha Arucha, like we had said with Asher Yatzar. But the Mitrovsky, Hashem Shigim Rafur Shlema, when he was driving somebody, he would always tell the person to pull over, connected to the Pnei Yoshua. Pull over and say the bracha, because you have to have kavana. The bigger question comes, and I'll tell you afterwards, which happens if you're traveling, you stop for half a day, or you're walking in the middle of a schmutz or something of a camp, and you're doing it in the middle, what do? When I sleep out and I go on the teal and I'm sleeping outside, there are different opinions there. Do you every day? Do you need to say it when you wake up? That's the sheet of the Bach. The Radvaz is a middle sheetah that says, if I slept in a hotel, so then I can make a Tfilas HaDerech. But if I'm going day and night and I'm sleeping in a car, that's not considered a Makom Yishuv, and then you just make the beginning and the rest is without a bracha. Or Shlomo Zalman had said, if I slept the Shinas Keba under Kippah Shamayim, you make a Tfilas HaDerech. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said no. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says only at the beginning of the Derech. Even if you sleep a couple of days there, an accepted opinion is the Radvaz, which is the middle sheet. The middle sheet is that if you slept in the hotel, it's a Makom Yishuv, you make a Tfilas HaDerech. If you're going day and night and you're sleeping in the car, then just at the beginning and the rest without a brach. We'll end off there's with a Hashkafic point about Tfilas HaDerech. Now that we had said, whether it's type of Birchas Hana or type of Birchas Tfilas Rachamim, a beautiful piece by Rav Kook. I think you have it on the end of the sources. Put it in the sources, the last sources. You have it here? Yeah. In Ayah, you have it there. Rav Kook that says what? Should know the Aruch HaShulchan points out that he had a big, you don't find it all in the Rambam. He says, Upelash Rambam lo nitzah kol tin tfilas haderech. Beis Yosef asks about that also. Big kash. Why did he bring the Rizit Tzarechim? La Bri'ut. Okay. The Rav Kook, I had said that with a little hashkafa, he points out that it's lo tirtach v'lo techta, lo tarui v'lo techta. The question is, what's the connection between not getting drunk, not getting upset, and also going out and tefillas haderech? Rav Kook says a beautiful pshat. He says, "Ha'adam tzarich l'shmor et musaro shekana lo ba'amalo b'dato v'kisharom mikol rikshot ruach v'istarut ha'kochot." Man has to be shomer in any type of morality and growth that he's acquired. He's got to watch out because there are going to be times that there's going to be a histarut ha'kochot, which means a storm. What is a storm? The storm comes within a couple of different circumstances. Number one, kikoi histarut u'matzav chadash, any type of what we would call a kanut moach, any type of yirida, any type of jolt to the system, or you go onto a new platform. You're transitioning from place A, which you used to. Now you go to place B, different time periods, before Chanukah, after Chanukah, right? Mivi harisan gam lekochot amusarim shekvar kana. Therefore, he says, "Al kein roi bechovah lishmor mikas." Kas is the type of histarut. If you get angry, we talk about kolakoyes kilu avir avarazara. Besides the isur ba'atzma, even when you're allowed to get angry, you have to be careful shelo techta. Ki ayit rakshut, when you're so excited, you can lose all proportion. Mevi ali ibut siri amusar shekvar kana. So too with getting drunk. Afilim inenam bofim menuval, even if you're a kosher drunk. Akoponim mevi ayit rakshut. You can lose it, you can totally lose yourself. So too, the Yoter Mizeh is the Matzav Chadash, Nir Tzarich Shmirah. Shal Kopanim, any type of new atmosphere, new point or tachana, station in your life, Shal Kopanim may be Tzirim Chadashim or Rekeshot Chadashot. Akein Anuroim Harbe Anashim, that loses their morality when they change places. Akein Afilu Kshatay Yotzei Laderach. Tachin atzmacha. You have to prepare yourself. Likrati drakshut vashinuim achadashim shetuchal aderech lavo b'tziyucha. You got to prepare yourself for the next stop. Alkein himaleich b'konecha b'tzeh. Mamshich alav tziyirei yirah la'avat Hashem. You have to what? Before you leave, you have to make sure you are taking counsel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're working on your koach musari, on your midot, even when you're about to go on your next path. This is the Iker Matarat Tefillat HaDerech. You're about to go somewhere. Make sure that you have good Shmirah, that Hashem will be Yishmor et Yireyav. The next 2 weeks, I'm not here for the Thursday Shir, but after that, we will then pick up. Okay? Actually, yeah. It's Thursday. Maybe we can make it up one of the afternoons. Next week, we'll talk about if anybody can find the time to make it up. I'd like to talk about the Chiyuv of Koveya Yitim HaTorah. That's what I'd like to talk about. A two-part shear, so we'll find it out. Okay? What should you do if?
You have a layer later.
If you have a layer and you stayed over in a hotel, or you stayed over in
the airport for 2 hours.
So that would be like the rub, meaning, if you had a layer over now, you go back, do you have to say a tefillah zederach? Is that the kasha? I think we say la lacha, you don't have to. I mean, there are three opinions, but I think the layer over, you don't say.
If you stay overnight, you might.
If you go in a hotel, yeah. If you're sleeping, kipar hashamayim type of idea. Like we had said, you go on a shmutz. And then, la priyut, you go on a shmutz, and you sleep outside. So it's a machlokas, but I think we pass like that middle shita that says that you don't have to make a bracha. If you're in a hotel, then you would. Because it's like kilu, a next beginning. Right? Even maybe different types of shmutzim, if they have actually showers or not, but maybe you have to.